Is that Marcella?
Yes, it is.
Marcella, thank you for calling in. You were saying that you and your husband love Swiftgrow.
We absolutely do love Swiftgrow. Mark got onto it through your station, listening to your program, and we've now passed it on to all of our family, and we use it for everything. I had an orchid that one of my mum's friends gave her, and I think had it for about 7-8 years, probably more if the truth be known. Mm. And then last year, Mark started feeding all my orchids with this Swiftgrow, and all of a sudden this plant that never gave me flowers gave me this amazing flower. So, and all my orchids just flourish. So we just put it on everything.
I love
it's amazing.
I love orchids. We've got a couple of Cymbidium orchids. They're the ones that flower upside down. So,
they're beautiful.
Oh, and the smell is like a caramel milkshake. Get yourself an upside down orchid. Can I give you a hint with orchids and Swiftgrow?
Yes. Yeah.
I think Joe might have told me this. I'm not sure, but orchids have those bare roots, and and what in summer and in spring, get yourself an ice tray from Woolies.
Yeah.
And get your Swiftgrow and
freeze it.
And put some in the ice cubes.
Yeah.
And then you take the ice cube out and just place it on the top of the bottom root of the orchid, and it slowly melts down through it.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
How's that for a tip?
Yeah. And you know what? We also had this passion fruit that was about 5-6 years old, beautiful, but would give us luck if we got one flower, one fruit. And then Mark started putting this bloody Swiftgrow on it, and it went ballistic. And I kid you not, last year, I reckon we had, how much, Mark? About 150 of them, I kid you not.
No way.
And Mark sent photos to Joe on his website. It was amazing, friggin' amazing.
Remember to cut it back.
Yeah, you know what? We have, but it just keeps, like even now, it's still giving us bloody flowers. What the hell?
Well, do you know what's happened? I reckon the Swiftgrow and it's attracting bees.
You know what? We have got a lot more bees in our garden, but it is absolutely amazing. And like I said, we've put our family onto it, and everyone that says, "Oh, I've got a problem with this," Mark goes, "Swiftgrow, I've got the perfect solution."
I am so glad it's working for you. I'm going to get Montana to send you an extra litre in time for spring, okay?
Oh, thanks, Luke. That's amazing.
No worries at all. Thank you so much. Do me a favour. Can you please email me a picture of your orchids and a picture of your passion fruit?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mark's got the passion fruit, and I'm waiting for I can send you photos of my orchids. I'll take them tomorrow, and then I'll send them across to you.
And remember the ice cube trick for spring and summer.
Yeah, that's friggin' amazing.
Because then it slowly melts, it penetrates into the root of the orchid, because they're very shallow rooted orchids. You know, they grow.
Yes, that's right. They don't like to be. They like to be in clusters, but they don't like to be too deep.
But get that Cymbidium. Get the upside down one. You hang it in a pot with the bark. Pot, you know,
yes, enough.
And it will break through the bottom. So when you hang it up, it will then break through the bottom and hang down like dog's balls. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
And it does. It does. We call it the dog's balls orchid. But the smell goes for miles, and it's like a caramel.
Oh, beautiful.
It is. It's like a caramel milkshake. It's one of the best things we've got. So give it a go.
I will. Absolutely. Awesome.
Okay. Lovely.
Perfect.
Lovely to talk to you.
All right, you take care. Have a great evening, Luke.
You too. Lovely to talk to
you. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye-bye.